Just so settling in now into this posture that you've chosen to support your practice. Just noticing awareness settling into your body. Noticing your spine and the posture you've chosen. Just beginning now by directing your attention to this touch point that's become your anchor. This anchor that you may have been cultivating these past few weeks. And just noticing how it feels to rest your attention in this spot. Whatever that anchor is for you, that touch point, breath, particular body sensation or sound. And perhaps by using this touch point, you're starting to see this is almost like a bit of coming home. Or sometimes even like slipping on your most comfortable pair of jeans or sweats. It's just becoming a familiar place. Using this touch point that you've chosen, using this to bring your attention back when you noticed it's wandered off. And in those moments when it does wander, you just bring it back with kindness, with gentleness, back to this same touch point again. And simply begin again. This anchor or touch point, this helps you know when you're holding attention here, but it also helps you know when it slipped away. And then just bringing it back to this point and beginning again. No judgment, just begin again. Now just letting this focus with your particular touch point, with your particular anchor point, just letting that soften, letting that fade into the background. And now start to bring into your awareness your whole body, letting your awareness take the shape of your body and the position that you've chosen. Taking in all the myriad sensations, just the simple, gentle invitation to just notice what's here, what is felt in your body in this moment. Not needing to change these body sensations in any way, but just to be here as it is right now. Maybe noticing some of the touch points that are most accessible. Noticing the feeling of your feet on the floor. Perhaps sensations of the fabric, if you have socks on, or shoes, or slippers, or the warmth or the coolness, if your feet are bare. Maybe even sensing the texture of the floor, if it's a hard floor, soft, carpeted. Noticing your knees. Are the knees bent? Are they straight? Maybe you notice the touch points from the sit bones and the pressures of weight as your body rests into the chair or the cushion. Perhaps noticing the sensations at the fingertips and the palms, highly sensitive areas. Noticing what they're touching. If you're aware of texture or temperature. Noticing any sensations in your shoulders. Noticing any holding or striving. And And again, each time the mind wanders off, just come back in and using this object of our attention as these body sensations. And just bringing our body into this field of awareness and noticing what sensations are here. What does it feel like to rest your attention on these body sensations? Perhaps noticing your spine and the structure of your skeleton. This balanced uprightness. What other sensations may be here? Maybe noticing texture, touch of clothing, pulsation or circulation. Maybe noticing temperature, itches or twitches. Maybe noticing places of discomfort and noticing places of comfort and ease, parts of your body that may feel relaxed. Noticing if your mind has wandered, you've kind of fallen into your hole, just simply noticing, oh, I'm in the hole again. And then noticing that and coming right out and right back to the body sensations. And now allowing the focus of our attention on the body sensations, now letting that fade into the background and soften. And just allowing the object of your attention to now be on the sensations of your own breathing. Knowing if that ever feels uncomfortable to you, you can come to any object of your choice, back to your own anchor. Just inviting this moment to dropping into the sensations associated with your own breathing. Perhaps feeling the breath coming in through your nose. The And feeling that breath moving past the little hairs in your nostrils. And feeling the breath in the back of your throat. Noticing the sensations as that in-breath comes and fills in your lungs. And feeling the chest expand and the ribs moving outwards. Noticing that very gentle pause. When that in-breath comes to its fullest expression, and then it pauses, and then it turns around and comes out as an out-breath. And then just noticing the sensations of the breath as it's leaving. Where are the places you feel this breath and the out-breath? And noticing if you're trying hard for your breath to be in a certain way. Instead, just inviting the breath to be exactly as it is in this moment. And the ease of noticing the sensations with this in-breath and the sensations with this out-breath. And kindly bring your attention back to the sensations of breathing when the mind wanders off. And noticing this breath in this moment and where it's felt. Now allowing the attention on the sensations of breathing, allowing that to soften and fade into the background. And now opening up to the realm of sound, letting our attention rest in the realm of sound. maybe even trying to begin with the sounds that may be closest to you. And perhaps breathing, breathing in such a way that you hear the sound of your own breathing and letting the sound of the air entering in your nose or mouth during the in-breath and the sound of the out-breath going through your nose or your mouth, letting your attention rest right there. Allowing yourself to just receive the sounds exactly as they are. And maybe widening this area of attention and noticing other sounds that may be around you in the room that you're in. Noticing natural sounds. You might hear a breeze or a cat or dog sleeping near you. They're breathing. And maybe mechanical sounds of a modem, computer fan, lights or air. And noticing our tendency to think about the sounds, to identify them, to judge them. And trying instead just to receive the sounds exactly as they are and just open to the quality of the sound, the tone, the vibration. Maybe even perceiving the vibration as it enters your ear. Maybe noticing patterns in the sound, sounds arising and fading, maybe growing louder and then softer. Maybe even widening this field of awareness of sounds, noticing sounds that might be in other rooms in the building that you're in, or maybe sounds outside, hearing cars, birds, people. focus on sounds, letting that soften and letting that too fade into the background. And now bringing our own thinking in as the object of our attention. Noticing this constant array of thoughts, of judgments, memories, planning, worrying, daydreaming. With real curiosity, just allowing thoughts to be center stage in your attention. Noticing the structure of your thoughts. Are they narratives? Are they images? Are they a little of both? Maybe even noticing the content of your thought, just noticing without judgment. What is the content of your thoughts as they come through? Noticing if this feels odd to suddenly place attention on our thoughts when we're working with attention and to just allow thoughts to be there. That may feel distracting at times. But just allowing the thoughts to come into our field of attention and just noticing without clinging to a thought or following it, judging it or labeling it, just noticing. And if it's hard to see the passing quality of the thoughts without hooking onto it, maybe some visual imagery helps. Imagining perhaps laying on your back, looking up at a beautiful blue sky, just imagining as you see a cloud going by, it's exactly as thoughts coming, passing overhead, and then drifting by like a cloud. Maybe you see yourself standing in front of a very swift-moving brook, watching the water flow down right in front of you, and the water passing by over the rocks. And when you look upstream, you see this beautifully colored leaf coming down, swirling through the water. And as that leaf reaches you, it catches in a little eddy and spins around. And then suddenly it's kicked out of the eddy and just goes down out of sight. The same with our thoughts. We see a thought coming, comes into our field of awareness, and we notice, and we allow it to simply pass by. And thoughts coming, arising, and passing. Noticing sometimes thoughts or memories have emotions with them. And pausing here to also notice the emotions that may be present right now for you. And just leaning in with curiosity, what is your emotional state in this moment? How are you right now? What emotion is here? And are other emotions present? Now letting this focus on your thoughts and emotions, letting that soften, letting that fade into the background. And now just widening your attention to take in the whole expanse of everything that's here right now. Just allowing your awareness to simply rest on awareness itself. Not trying to narrow into any particular object of attention, but just to notice all of what is here. Noticing the flow from experiencing your breath to body sensations, maybe to sounds, thoughts, emotions. Just allowing whatever arises to be known. And allowing it to pass, making space for the next awareness to arrive. Just noticing how it is to just open yourself up to the sense of receiving whatever is here. Receiving with an open mind, open heart. Open and spacious. Wide like the sky, just receiving whatever is here right now. And as we get ready to close this practice, it's beginning to just narrow your field of awareness from taking everything in, this wide, wide, wide awareness, to allowing that field to just narrow. Gathering your attention again, collecting that, bringing it right down and back to your own anchor, your own touch point. Noticing how it feels to come back to this singular anchor, this singular touch point for your attention. How it feels to come back to some object that's very familiar to you. Maybe even aware of this feeling of really coming home. Back to this familiar touch point. Aware of how it is to gather your attention and to rest it right here in this familiar way. In a moment, as we close this, you'll hear a bell, and then just allowing your eyes to open up slowly as you're ready.